Good evening. The 10 p.m. news presented by Kelly Aben. In the headlines, the 13th Government Action Fair, dubbed SAGO, is wrapped up today on a satisfactory note for participants attesting of having enriched their profiles and relationships. In sports, Cameroon's table tennis player Sarah Nana Hanfo has qualified for the second round in the women's singles at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris, France. Those were our headlines in our news in full. The project manager of the Fair on Government Action SAGO, Patrice Asiga, ANA, says the 13th edition of the event recorded about 72,000 visitors with satisfactory results attained. He was speaking at the end of SAGO, which was officially closed this Saturday by the Secretary General of the Ministry of Communication, Felix Zogo. Patience Wingo reports.
The closing ceremony was marked by speeches, among which that of the Secretary General of the Ministry of Communication, Felix Zogo, who remarked that the 13th edition of SAGO was a success. He lauded the resilience of the organizing committee and the exhibitors from government ministries, parastatals and private companies. For his part, the project manager of SAGO, Patrice Asiga Iene, highlighted the fact that the initial 200,000 visitors targeted were not reached, but that the about 72,000 who turned out were properly edified by agents from the participating structures. He blamed the low turnout on the organization of other important events in Yaoundé. A major innovation was the organization of a colloquium by the Cameroon Water Utility Corporation on water and sanitation. Awards were given to institutions who served the public well in different capacities. The Supreme Audit Office and the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform, as well as the Cameroon Telecommunications, were distinguished as administrations which organized best conferences. The CRTV has been crowned the best media organization with the best media coverage of SAGO, while the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform received an award as the best exhibitor. The last institutions are packing up their equipment, thrilled to have taken part in this year's edition of the SAGO.
State and private-owned institutions who took part at the 13th Fair on Government Action SAGO say the platform has enabled them to raise their profiles and build networking with users of their services. Our reporter Colette Johnny spoke to some exhibitors and visitors at the SAGO village and put together this report.
It's been 1 week of exhibition of state-owned micro and macro projects and in-depth conversations between the government, its partners, as well as the public for the economic development. Cameroon, as the exhibitors prepared to leave the site for SAGO 2024, we met with Oscarine Batake, a personnel of the National Civil Registration Office, BUNEC.
Usual welcome visitors. We have a team set up for sensitization on the importance of the registration of vital events like birth, death, and marriage. At the level of Astan, we equally find a sample of digitalized birth certificates. Inform the population equally on the major activities that have been taking place at the National Civil Status Registration Office. And here we answer every major preoccupation that anybody raise as far as civil status events are concerned.
Exhibitors have expressed satisfaction as their objectives of networking and introducing their new products and services were met. The users of public services also seemed satisfied with the efforts made by the government to get to the masses.
I was excited to meet a lot of state personalities for the first time. You know, it was good to hear them talk to people and the different live sessions.
As SAGO closes its curtains for its 13th edition, the wish for many is to see these government's projections to be effectively implemented for the economic development of Cameroon.
Away from SAGO, The foundation stone for the construction of 8 classrooms and other facilities has been laid in Yoko, Bam and Kim division of the Center Region. Presiding over the ceremony was the president of the Center Regional Council, Gilbert Simi Evuna, in the presence of municipal and administrative authorities of the locality who hailed the project worth over 149 million CFA francs. Maimoun Andrea reports from CRTV Center.
This is one rare school in the Center Region where access to people with disabilities has been taken into consideration. The government high school Yoko in the Mbam and Kim division will soon be rehabilitated. Alain Desire Abega is the head of Department for Infrastructures and Regional Planning at the Center Regional Council.
We take in consideration the approach of handicap. So everybody can come in this school and school without marginalization.
Concretely, 8 classrooms, an administrative block, and other social facilities such as a water point and toilets will be constructed. This is the third project that the president of the Center Regional Council, Gilbert Timi Evuna, and his team has evaluated since the beginning of this year. Yoko is in effect amongst the 5 localities which have been chosen for the execution of the projects of the Center Regional Council. The population expressed joy and said they hope to see the works completed by December this year. Worth recalling is the fact that Yoko, also known as the Green Town, is located more than 270 kilometers away from Yaoundé and it takes slightly over 4 hours to get there. It is a locality which is bordered by Bankim, Banyo, Ngaoundal in the Adamawa region, as well as Betare Oya and Belabo in the East region. Maimuna Joya, CRTV Center.
We stay in the Center Region. A project to empower the rural women in Mofo and Afamba division in the Center Region has been given a boost with the launch of a periodic market in a locality called Ngulumatang. The market, which is to hold every last Friday of the month, has been set up by the Cameroon Shippers Council, whose general manager, Auguste Mbappe Pinda, promised to continue spurring the women onto economic independence. Winston Lebga reports.
The National Shippers Council General Manager, Auguste Mbappe Pinda, talked about the need to inject some backbone into the place, pointing to the quality and quantity of farm products in Mefu and Afamba division, saying most are the results of the efforts of the area's hardworking women, thus the necessity for the periodic market.
It's not only for transporters. Now we want to help the women of this department, and we know that they are very dynamic. We know that they are good producers of local products. So we are going to build shop house to their products, and we are going to put a great bedroom for people who want to come to this center.
The periodic market will hold at Ngulentang Truck Drivers Accommodation Center, some 90 kilometers from Yaoundé on the Ayos Bokni stretch in Mingang subdivision. The investment at the accommodation center makes it not just a base for trucks. There are plans to transform it into a comprehensive complex meant to offer a wide range of services that meet all the needs of professional drivers and visitors.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Over 300 beneficiaries of the NGO Big Dreams Scholarship Scheme have celebrated the milestone achievement of the organization in Yaoundé. The youngsters and partners of the NGO also used the Saturday's 10-year anniversary to brainstorm on the future of the educational and youth empowerment projects for Cameroonians in particular and Africans in general. Harrison Ashutiko reports.
The 10-year anniversary celebration of the NGO that is focused on assisting in the education of underprivileged youths drew beneficiaries and partners of the project from across Cameroon and beyond. The Executive Director of Admissions and Finance Aid of Ashesi University of Ghana, Araba Boshwe says they are determined to empower many young Africans to choose the right careers.
We've been working since 2017 and we've had about 30 students from Cameroon come to us, and we've seen the impact of what they're doing. These are young people who, without the support of Open Dreams, would have had their dreams cut short.
One of the founders of Big Dreams, American Hans Kovac, is proud to be part of the youth program that has empowered more than 1,000 youths in Africa.
I believe education holds the key to the path of unlocking individuals' dream. This is the most amazing thing I've ever been a part of in a very small way.
This Saturday's celebration offered stakeholders the opportunity to brainstorm on the future of the NGO with the intention to reach many other needed young people. For this to be realized, the Cameroon country representative of Big Dreams, James Akabe, revealed that there are plans underway for training facilities to be constructed.
In terms of those that have been impacted, it is in thousands. We are at the moment looking into constructing what we call the Open Dream Center of Excellence that shall serve as a base for students to come in with their dreams, spend 1 or 2 years honing their skills.
A family meal was shared at the end of the event.
And in sports, Cameroonian table tennis player Sera Nana Hanfo has qualified for the next round in the women's table tennis singles at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games. She defeated her opponent Chelsea H. Lille from Guyana by 4-1. She will be competing this Sunday for a place into the next round of the competition. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama.
She came ready to kickstart Team Cameroon's participation with a win. Sera Hanfo simply made use of her rich Olympic Games experience to outsmart Chelsea Egil from Guyana. After winning the first set 11-6, Sera Hanfo lacked concentration during the second set that saw Chelsea impose an 11-9 win. Sera Hanfo bounced back during the third, fourth and fifth sets respectively, securing swift win.
I am so happy and so grateful, you know. I've been supported by all the Cameroonians, received a lot of text messages on social network and so on. Also by Team Cameroon. A lot of responsibility as well, because I was the first Cameroonian to enter the tournament. So I wanted, you know, there are young players in the team and I wanted just to give them hope that they can make it.
Her first competition win, which she hopes will pave the way for more victories.
This is my last Olympic Games. I wanted so much for Cameroon, you know, to go as far as possible and just, you know, represent as well as possible Team Cameroon. So I'm going to give everything tomorrow, you know, my heart, my head, and fight until the last point. The other one is going to be another story because I'm playing the top 16. But you never know. I just have to fight and give my all.
This Sunday, it will be a tough game for Sera Hanfo during the second round, as she's expected to play against one of the top best in the women's top 16 in table tennis.
Thank you, Baldwin, and that report puts an end to the 10 p.m. news presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. I will be back for the news summary. Stay tuned.